Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. Hello everyone! This month is International Women's Month, and because of this, I've dedicated most of the episodes for this month for women. Let me start with a quote from Confucius who said, "Everything has its beauty, but not everyone sees it." Beauty has myriads of definitions. And we all remember sayings such as, "Beauty is skin deep." So beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Yet, in spite of many definitions of beauty, that is hard to explain. Beauty is indeed complex and subjective, which makes it difficult to define and explain in a universally agreed upon way. And we all agree that beauty is something that we see, right? If we really deep dive on the concept of beauty, it is often intertwined with these other factors such as symmetry, proportion, harmony, and balance. These elements can contribute to the overall perception of beauty, but may not necessarily be the only ones. It's true that women are often associated with beauty, but did you know that this is because of something called symmetry? According to scientists and researchers, symmetry is the most important characteristic for beauty, and women happen to possess that symmetry. But here's the thing. Beauty is just one aspect of what makes women so amazing. There's so much more to us than just our looks, don't you think? So, in today's episode, I will talk about the power of women beyond beauty. Yes, we have the power. Beauty is only one aspect of a woman's identity and should not define her worth or value. While symmetry may be a factor in determining physical attractiveness, beauty is ultimately subjective and influenced by cultural and personal preferences. Women are multifaceted individuals with a range of talents, abilities, and characteristics that go beyond their physical appearance. They have their own unique personalities, skills, and experiences that make them valuable members of society. It's important to recognize and celebrate women for their diverse qualities and not reduce them to a narrow definition of beauty. I've learned to redefine what beauty means to me, and it's been a significant part of my personal journey. By embracing a more inclusive and diverse view of beauty, I've been able to use it as a platform for positive changes. I truly believe that by looking beyond surface-level appearances and embracing a beauty-redefined mindset, we can empower women to achieve amazing things. So many have asked me this question, but I really was not able to talk about it in a deeper context, and I'm going to deep dive into it in this episode. The question is, what does beauty mean to me? Being in the beauty industry, it's but natural to define beauty as aesthetic faculty? Well, primarily because it is a perception of what is pleasurable to the eyes, the emotions, and experiences. For example, some people may find a sunset beautiful, while others may not. Or some may find a particular painting beautiful, while others may find it unappealing. As I said earlier, one of the explanations of beauty is being in the eyes of the beholder, precisely because it depends on the perception of a person. It follows that if something instills pleasurable feelings, it is beautiful, right? Continuing on with my second definition of beauty is that beauty is intellect. For me, there is no beauty better than intellect, and I believe that each of us have that inherent intellect. There should be no debate as to what is more important, beauty or intelligence. It is just that. With intellect, there is that assessment of what true beauty is all about. I will read you an excerpt from the book of Jack Maritain titled Art of Scholasticism on what he said about beauty as I read. Beauty is essentially an object of intelligence, for that which knows in the full sense of the word is intelligence, which alone is open to the infinity of being. The natural place of beauty is the intelligible world. It is from there that it descends. That is so powerful. I could really feel the intensity by which the author perceived beauty. The next definition of beauty is actually a personal one, and for me, beauty is a catalyst for change. You see, in the past, beauty was based on a narrow standard that often led to discrimination and inequality. But now, people are challenging that standard and embracing diverse forms of beauty. And you know what? That's promoting greater acceptance and respect for people of all races, genders, and body types. It's truly beautiful to see the popular fashion show of Victoria's Secret featuring women of different skin tones, hair colors, and races as its models. It's a sign of progress and a step towards a more inclusive and diverse world, don't you think? It is true that when people encounter some things they find beautiful, it can spark a sense of curiosity and wonder, motivating them to learn and grow. A very good example of this are the YouTube tutorials on how to paint, how to apply makeup, etc. You will see something beautiful transform in the process, and so they want to pursue learning how to do it. Do you know that some professional makeup artists did not attend a training school to be one? Their passion was sparked by the beauty they saw, and so they studied and practiced. In this context, beauty is transformational. Who among you are lovers of art, music, literature? These are cultural expressions of beauty that can promote understanding and respect for different cultures. By appreciating the beauty of other cultures, people may become more open-minded and willing to learn about different ways of life. As I said earlier, women are more than just beauty. At this point, I want to shift the conversation to the beauty of women in leadership roles. You know, there are so many reasons why we need more women in leadership positions, and honestly, I don't even want to dwell on these statistics that show the big disparity between men and women in these roles. We all know that already. Instead, let's talk about why we, as women, should advocate for ourselves and step up as leaders in our own right. Trust me, there's something truly beautiful about seeing women take on leadership roles. Want to hear my reasons why? Women leaders are more effective. I'm not saying this because I'm being biased, because I'm a woman. There have been many studies that show that women are often better at listening, communicating, collaborating. Plus, women leaders tend to have a more inclusive and empathetic approach to leadership, which can lead to better team dynamics and ultimately better results. And you know what's really beautiful about this? When women are in the leadership roles, it's not just good for women, it's good for everyone. It leads to a more diverse and well-rounded decision-making process and can even lead to more innovative and creative ideas. Second, women leaders bring in fresh perspectives. Women leaders embrace innovation, and they have that willingness to challenge the status quo. Empowered women empower others. The kind of leadership women offer is a self-reflective way and based on value factors, such as their purpose, connection with coworkers, and work-life integration. Who can understand better work-life balance than women? It comes more naturally for us, right? Another reason is women leaders are empathic. Empathy is a superpower of women leaders, do you agree? Women can understand people's pain. From my perspective, understanding pain is that in my brain, I would picture what would happen to me if I felt the pain myself. there is a common misconception that being an empathic leader is to be nice to everybody. But I say being empathic doesn't mean being nice all the time. We can be successful in our leadership roles without allowing sentimentality to disrupt the processes. There is a big difference between empathic and being sentimental, right? So let me ask you, are women better communicators? Definitely yes, right? Women are known to be more verbal than men. Watch children play. The girls are more expressive and articulate. They're the ones screaming, laughing out loud, and in class, they are noisy ones. It's amusing how little girls try to copy their moms or women babysitters and do pretend storytelling. These childhood experiences consequently make women great storytellers. Sometimes, in order to lead effectively, we need to tell our stories of our successes and our failures. Having good communication skills enables women leaders to promote a sense of clarity through open lines of communication. Women handle crisis better. It is true, women are often really good at handling crisis. I think it has to do with our training ground, domestic life. As caregivers, we're often the ones who handle domestic crises with compassion and patience. In our homes, we're the ones who have contingency plans in case of emergencies. And you know what's really cool? We adapt that quick response wherever we are, even in the workplace. We're able to think on our feet and act accordingly. I think that's a truly beautiful thing, to be able to handle tough situations with grace and resilience. Don't you agree? Women are more understanding, strong-willed, tactical, and cognizant to people's behaviors. That is why women leaders make amazing mentors. The significance of mentoring, particularly for the younger generation, cannot be overstated. Women are more keen to see the potential in a person and will likely initiate mentoring or coaching. Women leaders are a necessity in our generation and for generations to come. We need to empower women to take on leadership roles. One of the best traits of a leader is to be able to train more leaders and not see them as competitors. And speaking of mentorship, I have a community for like-minded women, and men are welcome as well, where you can get some kind of mentorship through some insights about life, topics on self-improvement, self-care, values, leadership, and so much more. You're all welcome to join my tribe. It's Beauty and Beyond with Beautypreneur Nikki Tang. I'll provide the link for you to join. Taking a retrospective look at women's progress, let's see how we have come. What are the forefronts that women have succeeded up to this generation? I think that we have successes as far as gender equality is concerned. But at the same time, it is really not comforting to accept that even in the first world countries, this has not been achieved fully. I'm not surprised with the recent study by UN Women that while there is a progress over the last decades, the world still not to be on track to achieve gender equality by 2030. Let's be thankful that our generation is lucky to be able to taste freedom and exercise women's rights, which our great-grandmothers and women in some parts of the world are not able to experience even up to this time. Another milestone for women is in achieving equal rights. Thanks to the women throughout history who fought in order for us to have those rights. Before, women are not allowed to vote. They are not accepted in colleges and universities for further studies. Would you believe that in the past, women in marriage had no property rights? They stay behind their husbands when walking in public. Women are not allowed in the military. In the latter modernization, women flight attendants were allowed in most airlines, but they have to be single, and if they marry, they leave their jobs. I feel sad for women flight attendants who experienced this job discrimination in the past. And yes, women before suffer a lot of suppressions. Oh, and one more thing that I have learned. I think I've read this somewhere just 25 years ago. Married women were not issued credit cards in their own name, and they cannot get a loan without a male co-signer. Good riddance. Another achievement I believe that women have conquered is in strengthening development cooperation. Women now have an active role in decision-making and women empowerment through decision-making authority, which is started at household level. Beyond the household, they are now empowered to participate in the planning, decision-making tasks, and contribute to the development programs as a whole or as an individual. Before I close, I would like to recommend a book by Canadian businesswoman Alexandra Villarreal Abrego titled Beyond Beauty, a guide to self-love, self-confidence, and full feminine power. The book encourages women to realize the power of our inner beauty to overcome the limits society places on us. I hope that this episode has brought you to understand that the physical form of a woman encompasses more than just her anatomy, as it has become a symbol of her entire identity. A woman's beauty is an integral part of who she is and how she is valued. The next episodes for the month of March will still be dedicated to women, and I hope you watch out for the coming episodes. I would like to encourage you to subscribe to my podcast so that you're notified once new episodes are published. And much better if you can leave a review right there in your preferred podcast player. Reviews are a way for others to find this podcast and can benefit from the podcast as well. Thank you so much for listening, and see you in the next episode. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,